Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Trends.
Oh, happy day. Happy day. It's a new episode of Trends.
It is. Good news, everyone.
Yep.
This is still happening, you're listening to it.
Be it ye old good news or ye old future news. It's good news for you right now because you're listening to Trends.
Exactly. We should elucidate for those of you who are unfamiliar.
Did you say hallucinate or elucidate?
It doesn't matter. Neither of those words make sense in this context.
Yeah, that's true.
Trends is an improvised podcast.
We are given a topic by our wealthy benefactor, Sir Laughs-A-Lot.
And then we approach it.
We do approach it cautiously.
Cautiously.
You never know.
Is that a dead body? We don't know.
Is it a dead body?
Is it a live wire?
A dead cow in the snow? Yeah, is it a live wire?
Is it a dead squirrel?
Yeah, dead squirrel. A lot of dead things it could be. And then once we figure out whether the things are dead or not, then we approach with rhythm,
yes.
Speed.
Yes.
And then we kind of jump on it, pounce on it, tear it, stir it out with our teeth,
right.
Tear its lungs out with our hands,
true.
And mutilate its genitals, and then
unnecessary, and, but that's
suck
accurate.
On its toes.
Right.
So we have all the truth and the kernel of knowledge out of it.
I should say that I'm one of your hosts. My name is Levi.
And the one who mutilated genitals is Daniel Joseph Cornelius Cornell Hetzel.
And together we form the host team. I'm sorry?
Well, that's what... Yeah, together we form the host team.
Yeah. You have to say Sir Laughs-A-Lot's name 7 times during this episode.
Yeah,
that's right.
So I'm just trying to get out of that quick.
Yeah, you've done it 2 times already. You got a good start. All right, don't burn it all off.
I'm just going to do that quick.
That's 3. So, yeah, we are going to get into this this newest episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen you in a bunch of days, Dan.
Yeah, at least 7 days.
Has it been 7 days?
Something like that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't keep track.
Maybe less. What have you been up to?
I've had a lot of different things going on.
Oh, yeah?
There's been some interesting weather patterns.
Yeah, they really have this week.
That's impacted
my
activities.
Did you see that cloud? Everybody saw that picture of?
That one cloud? Yeah, yeah.
It looked like a storm on Sunday, and it looked like it was devouring the city.
Yeah, yes.
It really looked like an evil cloud that you'd see, like, over Mount Doom.
It was as though it had been photoshopped, as though someone played with it to make it look.
Was that what it was?
No, it was real. It was real. Yeah. But, you know,
that would be foolish.
I don't trust any images anymore.
That's true. You can't really.
Because it's all so manipulated.
That's very smart of you. I'm going to take that. I can't even believe I.
No, it was. It was accurate. I'm not saying you were wrong or a sap or a duped. I'm not saying you were
a boob.
I'm not saying you were a boob. I'm not saying you were a patsy. I'm not saying you were a mark. You know, the cloud was out there.
I wasn't a pigeon stick.
You were not a pigeon stick. You were. You know, you saw the cloud was playing 3-card Monty, and you came up, and you were like, I know where the Queen of Hearts is, and then the cloud moved the cards all around, and then you said, is it that one? And it was the King of Spades. And
it's pretty impressive when a cloud does that, because it kind of envelops over all the cards, and then, you know, kind of makes a little space, and is this your card?
Exactly.
Amazing. And yes, it is.
It was your card.
The Red Sea parting for my card. Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Yeah?
That is all. And so you've had a week as well?
I have had a week.
Nice.
That's all I'm going
to
say.
That's all you need to say. Anything nice. More would be...
Some music. Had a good time.
Well, anything new?
Yes. Or,
really?
Yes.
Anything anyone would know?
Yeah, a lot of people would know this stuff.
I don't think so, but
yeah.
Go ahead.
I picked up, off of V Records, Club Sessions Volume 4, hosted by Mr. Brian G.
Nope.
Yeah.
Don't know
cool stuff.
Don't know what that is.
Kabuki. You don't know any of this?
Nope. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, maybe it's just...
What kind of music is it?
Just liquid foam, drum and bass.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
Lemon
D? Picked up some Lemon D. Do you know Lemon D?
I don't think so.
Can you...
Are they like the lemon drops?
No, not at all. It's Lemon D.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are they like the lemon heads?
Yep. No, not like the lemon heads. I was just...
Are they like the Cure song Lemon? Are they like that at all?
No.
I'm just trying to relate to you. I'm trying to meet you on your
Ray
level.
Keith? Yeah, I got some good stuff this weekend.
I don't know Ray Keith either.
Nah, he's old school. Yeah, picked up the end theme to Fist of the North Star, if you've ever seen that show.
That I'm familiar with.
Favorite TV shows. It was done by one man named Leon Carr.
Nice.
Yep, if you get the American, well, they have it now where you can get the Japanese, version with the Japanese language and Japanese music.
Of course.
But, like, the first, like, 30-something episodes were dubbed into English and put as their soundtrack jungle drum and bass music. Now, where the dubbing is not very good, I do prefer the music, because the music is pretty cool when they get in the fights. It's like,
hey, you gonna talk all day? Look, I got my coat. Look at my coat.
Yeah, it's a very nice coat, sir.
Look inside here.
I'm sorry, what?
Look inside my coat.
Okay.
Look at that lining.
That's a pretty nice lining. It's
you can touch it. Touch it.
I am touching it.
Touch it harder.
Okay.
Yeah, now just pull on it.
It'll come away in your hand.
It does.
All right. That's for you. There's a message on that lining.
Oh, thank you, sir.
No, thank you.
Hey, so your buttocks are showing.
Your buttocks are showing.
No, they're not.
I must go.
Okay, well, your buttocks, I can...
Yeah, that was. Those are on it.
It's almost like his pants tore away, like this Argyle thing. Oh, it's a shrimp.
His torn jacket's... Oh!
There's a picture of a little shrimp.
Oh, wow!
He's got a little, yeah.
That's really cool, actually.
He's holding up another shrimp, and that shrimp's holding up a smaller shrimp. Oh, it's one of those
diorama. It's like a nesting shrimp.
Yeah, bunch of shrimp.
So, that must be the topic.
Shrimp.
Well, that's a rich topic. I mean, that's, you know...
Absolutely, the sea is full of them.
Yes, shrimps come from the sea. Yeah. They're a food source.
Beautiful food source, one of my favorite
An foods. Important part of the ecosystem.
Yeah.
So shrimp's one of your favorite foods?
Oh, absolutely. Don't you love shrimp?
It's
kind of sweet and it's kind of like...
It can. It's versatile.
It's very great.
It can be in a lot of different kinds of food.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's actually a really good source of protein.
Yeah, like absolutely.
It's a really strong, low fat. I think there's a fair amount of cholesterol, but I wouldn't worry too much about it.
You also have to make sure to devein them, because if you don't devein them, then you're just eating the shrimp poop.
Unless you like that.
Yeah, I like shrimp poop.
So,
add some tang to it.
We can get further into this, but I think a good, solid opening topic is shrimp heads. Now, you've been to other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had much opportunity to eat head-on cooked shrimp? Where do you stand on the this?
There was a time where I went to Japan where you kind of had to point. You know, at this place, some places were kind of cool with English.
Like what you were ordering, you mean?
Yeah, they bring out a book of like stuff.
This is a library.
Yeah, well, some.
You went and ordered food at a library?
No, not at a library. That's how they do things in Japan. I mean, you probably could. They're very way ahead of their time in Japan. So probably their libraries, you can order food there. And everything's cool.
There's probably a vending machine with a bunch of
There's probably a vending machine library. You just go get a book, and then there's one with food right next to it. But what they do is some restaurants have like very detailed like to scale, like the actual size. What your food is going to be, and they have like them out in a glass case. So sometimes if you walk in and they see that you're English, you speak English, they'll just bring you outside and have you point at what you want.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
It's pretty awesome. It makes it really easy.
How do you know what's in it though? Like,
dude, it's like it looks exactly like the food.
It's a model of it.
Yeah,
somehow?
Absolutely.
Oh wow.
Like it looks real. Like and supposedly there's a district somewhere where they make this food. I wanted to try to find it and bring some food back like that for people.
Oh yeah.
I think
like
great
plate
gifts.
Food or
great gifts. Like detailed dishes. Like, you know, like they'd have like some noodle bowl with stuff floating in it, you know, all types of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It looked real. And then like if they didn't have that, sometimes they'd have a book. Like, you know, we went to McDonald's, they had like little pictures on the counter that we could point to, but
of course, this
place had a book. And so I was feeling like some seafood, so I felt like this isn't shrimp, but it was crab.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, I'll have this crab. It'll be great. I haven't had crab in a while. It'll be delicious, right?
Yeah.
So they bring everybody's food out. Everybody's food looks normal. They bring mine out. It's just this medium-sized crab in its shell. No, nothing to crack it with. No, nothing. They just set it down.
Just the whole crab?
Boom. And I kind of look at it, and I'm like...
Was it soft shell or was it hard shell?
That's the thing. One of the people I was with
was kind of figured
it out
crab?
Goes, I think you're supposed to eat that
with
the shell.
Yeah, those are not so good.
He goes, it's a soft shell crab. I was like, oh, for real?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. So I was like, whatever. I'm game. I'll try it.
And yeah.
Literally, it was literally probably one of the top five like worst eating experiences of my life. Not because the food was bad, but it's weird eating the shell.
It doesn't make sense to your brain. Like
the thing is, you can't. You go through so many chews that your body wants to swallow, and you're not ready to swallow yet because you're chewing a shell.
Yeah, it'll cut your throat.
So you try to chew and you don't, and then you start to gag, and then your jaw gets so tired. It was just like. A horrible experience. I think I tried to eat like half of it.
Yeah.
You know, and I just kept gagging.
That's tenacious to dig
I
in
there. I kept gagging because it wasn't nasty. Just my body was like, hey, you need to swallow.
What? Why do you think, who do you think decided like, you know what? I don't have time. Let's just keep the shells on these. I mean, the hard shells, there's no question. You get it out of that shell. So why?
And the thing is, there's foods I've had that maybe are you're squeamish to eat, but I could see why they have a flavor, why people would like them.
Yeah. You
know? Like I've had fish eyes, I've had fish head and stuff.
Well,
like
even
that.
Like the live octopus thing.
Yeah,
like that's exciting.
Pretty, yeah.
You're taking a risk.
Yeah, but like that, it just, I didn't get it. It's like, I didn't see how you could even get any enjoyment out of it. It was just, you were just eating a shell. Like it just broke down into the crab as shell.
Right.
You're just eating crab with shell in it. And it was just, it was not good. Like,
yeah,
just,
I mean, don't you think you're better than this? That's what someone should say to you if they see you eating soft shell crab.
Sure, they had a good laugh at me. So,
all the Japanese people,
for sure, yeah, probably.
Pointing and laughing,
the
stupid man.
American, yeah, you know,
it's not even really a food we serve. That was in like a tank that they just had.
No, but shrimp. You like shrimp? I know that.
Yeah. I eat a fair amount of shrimp. You know, it's good on salads.
Yeah, excellent.
Stir fries, any?
I like it in sushi. I mean, it's you know, not really sushi, but, you know.
Yeah,
you
can, it's hard to make sushi. Anyway. Right.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Chompers.
Gentlemen, I need you to pull the wings out on the table here real quick.
Oh, we need the table to be wider? Or?
No, just a little bit. There's just two wings on the bottom. It ain't going to make the table wider, just the end of the table wider, because I got some stuff to put down there for you.
Okay, I'll get it.
Hop to it, motherfucker. All right,
I got it.
And show them how to do the other side.
There, okay.
That's pretty easy. There's just a button right here you push.
Oh, okay.
Pull it out.
Oh, see, can you do that? Yes.
Yeah. Show us what you can do, Levi. Show us what you learned today.
Okay, I got it.
Beautiful. I'll be right back with the cocktail sauce.
The cocktail sauce?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cocktail sauce, I guess.
That bodes well.
Yeah.
Well, hey, maybe we should take a break and see what Jompers is up to. And does that sound good?
Yeah.
You sure?
I gotta pump the brake button. It ain't working.
Oh, like prime it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just give it a few pumps and then we'll know when. We're back, and you're listening to Trends.
T-R-E-N-D-S. Trends.
Nope, it's still a Z. Still.
I did that again?
Still ends with a Z.
Do you know the whole... I did that same thing I did last time. I said it's a Z at the end.
Yeah. It is a Z at the end. And you said S.
All right, gentlemen. Here we go.
Whoa.
Here's some cocktail sauce for you.
Thanks, Chompers.
Some cocktail sauce
this
for
is
you.
Fantastic. It's
beautiful, isn't it?
That's a lot of cocktail sauce.
It is. I'm not going to tell you, I made it myself.
You made the cocktail sauce?
Hell yeah.
You know what? I'll be
honest.
Pretty
much everything I bring in here for you guys, I make myself. I don't know if you know that.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Wow. Well, I
used to work as a chef in five-star hotel.
Well, you said that. I didn't know if that was,
bullshit. Who the fuck would bullshit about something like that?
I don't know. People make up stuff.
I got skills. Dan always comes over and eats my cooking. He even brings girls over and
leaves them there, right? Is that what you tell me?
That's usually what happens. Once he brings them over and they see how I cook. So what you do now, Dan? Well, I usually just kind of call them. Call ahead and have the meal waiting for me, and I'll come pick it up. Yeah, and I only do that occasionally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, that's not right that you're doing that. You know, those girls think that they're eating food that you cook. You know,
just so
you
can, nice.
You know, do what you want with them. You know?
That's a romantic comedy plot right there, where you're passing off your cooking. Dan's passing off your cooking, Jompers, as his to make a lady fall in love with him.
I don't appreciate you suggesting
that. It's like Cyrano de Bergerac.
Who?
The famous lover. I don't know. You ever seen the movie Roxanne with Steve Martin?
Yeah. Oh, that guy with the big nose.
Yeah.
He was a famous lover.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's based on an old story. Well, but remember his words.
Him and Rogue would be perfect for each other.
His words were.
Never touch her to kiss her.
That's an interesting point.
But yeah.
His words are what won Daryl Hannah over for the.
Oh yeah, because his words not looks
the Neanderthal
like job. You know, thing like that. Nothing like that wins a lady.
Well, she liked the firefighter for his looks, but combined with
Steve
Martin's words. That's true. Anyways, let's get back to the cocktail sauce.
I apologize. I mean, enjoy your cocktail sauce.
Are we just going to have cocktail sauce?
Yep.
Oh, it's a little odd. You think he's going to bring some shrimp in? Or? Okay. I hope so. So I on the topic of shrimp, did you ever see, there's a video, some research scientists did. They made an underwater treadmill, that shrimp could run on.
What?
Because they wanted to measure how fast shrimp were.
Does it look like the little hamster treadmill?
It's not a wheel.
It looks like a gym,
you know? So, like, it's a...
Like on the episode of Cosby, went to the doctor, remember?
And he yes, and he had to be on a...
Having a little bit of fun with it, stopping and then posing.
And then he got tired eventually at the end. Yeah, and then he did. Then his great uncle came over and they played jazz.
Yeah, they played jazz all
night. Yeah, that one. But there's video footage, you can watch it on the internet, of the shrimp running on a treadmill, and it's...
Do they have little tiny legs? Of course they have
little
tiny
legs. Yeah, they have tons of little legs.
They've got tons of little tiny legs.
And it's just sort of odd and hilarious, it's just running and running and running and, like, skittering on this treadmill to measure a bunch of different elements, you know, how fast the shrimp were, and how much energy it used, and, I mean, it's just... But
how fast could they go?
I don't remember. It was
15 miles an hour.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, they're faster than water.
Shrimp, right?
But what I liked imagining when I see this is, like, the guy who had to design the treadmill for a shrimp. Like, that's a very specific job that requires, like... Odd kind of knowledge, like.
And plus, too, I think if anybody, what are you doing nowadays, George?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
it's just same old stuff.
Yeah, you know,
no, No, I mean, you. Are you still doing? You're still working in the lab?
They got me doing some things.
What you? I mean, are you?
I'm doing stuff with shrimp. You know.
Oh, well, you're doing like some research.
Yeah, definitely.
Some shrimp research.
You know,
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Doesn't tread on water.
You're...
See, and then he'd be gone.
Yeah, yeah. And then he just runs out, like, he pretends he saw someone, and he takes off. It's a big treadmill, shrimp treadmill. Yeah. But, I mean, that's kind of an amazing thing. Like, yeah. I think that guy could have a whole career of building tiny treadmills. Yeah. Like, you know, we got to do away with these hamster wheels. He could start an ad campaign. Hey, buy a treadmill for your hamster. It takes up less space in your house.
Did you know that hamsters are, they do it missionary style as well?
They do what? Run on a treadmill?
Sex. A missionary style.
Hamsters do?
Yeah.
Like belly to belly?
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
That can't be true.
Just picture it. Just take a second.
Everybody. I'm picturing it.
Take a second. Put yourself in the hamster's place.
Hold on. Let's build this out for everybody.
For these purposes, it's a man on a woman.
Because you're very traditional.
No, we can have a man on a man hamster, but either way, it's missionary. You got to get on top like that weird thing.
I don't even know how that would work.
Does he put his legs up? Put our legs up over this way?
Well, I mean, are the hamster genitals in the same spot as like a human, roughly? I mean, is it between the legs? You know, lower legs?
Yeah, I don't think it's between our eyes.
I don't know. You say that like that's absurd, but... I have, but I haven't.
Just imagine one hamster laying down and the other one trying to get on top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, is it in? You know, and then doing his thing. Like, does he do the one arm, you know, thing? Does he do the backup thing where he maybe gets up, takes a look at his surroundings while he's still
Or popping? Do they flip it over and do a little cowgirl? You know, like, is the.
Well, I think they just do missionary.
Lady hamster on top? Is that at all possible?
Possibly.
Does that work?
I would prefer that myself.
So, but then, you know, if we're going to really picture this properly, we need to.
Do they have, like, a hamster sex wing?
There's candlelight. Well, they're in the tubes, so
yeah, definitely in the
tubes. So you got probably the purple tube, right? The section of it that's purple?
Yeah, that's the romantic tube.
That's where they go, you know, and he's like, hey, I want to take you to the purple tube tonight. And she knows what that means.
Oh, my goodness, purple tube. We haven't been there for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's time.
Almost.
Let's do it. You know, my leg finally healed from when I got caught trying to run on the wheel.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, let's go to, you know, he put some special, you know, cedar chips up there and stuff
Like
that.
Smells nice. Smell
it. Yeah, yeah. Made it all good.
Absolutely. He's making sure there's a full water bowl for afterwards.
Yeah, definitely. And, you got candles, as you said?
Yeah. Definitely there's candles.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, we got to wait until the kids whose room we live in go to sleep.
Yeah.
We don't want to be gross. We don't want them seeing us because it's between you and me.
Yeah.
But then, you know, there's other hamsters in the cage.
Oh, are there?
Yeah. In this scenario, there's like six hamsters who all live in there. It's a big habit trail.
Okay.
And so what they do, they don't have socks. You know, they don't have a sock to like hang on the doorknob, you know, like, hey, we're going to be in the purple tube tonight. Yeah. You know, nobody come in here. So instead, he has to go around through the whole habit trail telling everybody, like,
hey, don't bother.
Just don't go in the purple tube. He's going to be in there for like, you know, 45 minutes. And then they laugh at him. He's like, all right, an hour and a half. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Again. You know, like, people have.
He's like, you know, we really need to go
15 minutes. It'll be 15 minutes. I'll be in the purple tube for 15 minutes. And
it might take you an hour to land the deal, but once the deal is landed,
it's over, right? No matter what pose or maneuver. So he has to go tell all the other four other hamsters, like, hey, I'm going to be in the... But then he tells his lady, because she looks very similar to one of the other ladies. He's like, hey, I'm going to be in the purple tube tonight, so don't come in. And she's like, who are you going to be with in the purple... And big fight happens, and then, you know, she doesn't want to talk to him anymore.
So she goes down and kind of goes to sleep, says she's going to bed. Say the hamster bathroom. She goes
to the bathroom. Yeah, she has a hamster headache.
Yeah. He goes up into the... The tube, you know, to kind of calm down.
Well, he set everything up.
He shows up. This young hamster.
Right.
This young female hamster.
Yeah.
She comes up to console him.
She's kind of new.
She's kind of new.
Yeah.
You know.
He was ready.
Things get to it.
His legs healed.
She thought it was really beautiful with the candles.
Well, and we're in the purple tube. Like, this is what it's for. You know?
Purple tube before.
In his head, he's like, you know what?
Purple tube.
This might be wrong, but this purple tube needs to be used.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
She understands it. She's young. She's nubile.
Exactly.
Yeah. She understands missionary after that night.
Certainly she does.
Yeah.
And nobody will ever be the wiser.
Now what the fuck are you two talking about? I've been out here trying to figure this shit out. I just hear you, what, the purple tube? Hamster's doing what? Seriously, you two, what the fuck are you two on?
We're just talking about shrimp jumpers.
Yeah, really? Because the word hamster came up a lot. And missionary. Really?
Yeah,
I didn't hear
an
S sound in anything.
Well, don't you think hamsters have feelings too?
Of course they have feelings, but I don't know how a hamster feels. Just how a hamster doesn't know how I feel. I ain't gonna bother worrying about it. I just know that you gotta be good to them.
You gotta be good to your hamster?
Yeah. You gotta be good to any creature. You know what I mean?
I guess so. I mean, there's gotta be creatures you're not good to.
There's probably a few, you know. Probably one of these days I become fully vegetarian.
You think so?
Probably. Everything's got feelings. Everything's imbibed with thought. You know what I mean?
I guess I don't think about it too much. It seems like sea creatures especially don't seem to.
Well, you don't know because you're not one of them.
Having a lot of awareness.
They have tons of awareness. You know, of course, as you get down to the things that are just there for food chain wise, but they do things. You know, they're there for the food. You know, they're not that smart. I'm not saying I wouldn't harm them, but you know, some.
Do you think some of the tiny creatures think of themselves that, like, I'm just here to be food? Like, I know what I'm here. I know what I'm here for.
They don't even know. They're just wandering around, like, in the dark, trying to have fun, you know, do the thing.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they're in a shark's belly. It's a good thing about being small. If you end up in a shark's belly, you probably aren't going to get chewed. You just end up in there.
That's true. You go right out through the gills.
Yeah.
Like, you get filtered right out. You're fine.
They know.
Say, Jumpers, do you know anyone who has shrimp or seafood allergies? Is that something that you've got?
I'm sure I do. I don't know anybody directly. But, motherfucker, you know they're out there.
Yeah, of course. Allergies are on the rise.
Yeah, I've dated girls that have been allergic to peanuts. It's not, you know, shellfish.
Yeah, we don't need to get into that again.
What?
The girls you dated who's got peanut issues.
All right.
That's a whole complex thing.
It is. It is. I feel bad for her.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, that's sad.
It is sad.
I feel like I know someone who had a seafood allergy, a shellfish allergy, but then overcame it somehow. I don't know if there was some medical treatment or if they were...
Oh, they're a mutant.
They were just wrong? They were mutants?
They're mutant. Their mutant abilities became apparent. Sometimes it doesn't happen. It's like a latent mutant ability.
Okay, like they grew into it. They matured into a mutinism?
Yeah.
Mutiny?
Should try to get them AIDS. See if they'll defeat AIDS. Give your friend AIDS.
That's a pretty dangerous experiment to run.
No, he beat shellfish. He can beat AIDS.
You know what I'd rather do is put him on a tiny treadmill? Just to see how fast he could run on it.
But it's got
to
be tiny.
Well, like a shrimp-sized treadmill.
What
like
the fuck are you talking
treadmill.
About?
Yeah, I think that'd be fun to watch.
What the fuck is a shrimp going to do on a treadmill?
Just run,
do some
man.
Weight?
Just run.
Really?
Just stay
like
fit.
A leaner shrimp? I guess I could...
Yeah, you want that muscle, right?
You'd like a leaner shrimp, Jumpers. You're always complaining about how the shrimp has too much fat on it. Hey, you're right, Dan. Okay, Levi, you proved me wrong.
Oh, well, that's the second time that's ever happened.
Yeah,
I feel pretty good
probably
about
happen
it.
Again in the future, but, you know, I won't know until it's time.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it too much.
I like your cocktail sauce, gentlemen.
It's fine. I mean, it could use something else.
Yeah, I'm sure it could.
All right. I think he's really not bringing us anything else. Like, he's not bringing us shrimp. He didn't even bring us, like, a spoon or anything to even taste it with. Like, we just...
Hello, Dom.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, what's up, Esmeralda?
I don't...
How come you are not upstairs with me? I'm cooking you shrimp.
We're in the middle of a program right now, actually.
Oh, you're cooking a shrimp? Yes, I'm cooking it on the grill.
The grill seems to always be on, like always going.
I'm cooking the shrimp for your delicious sauce.
Oh, really? You're cooking shrimp for the...
Oh, you are? That's very kind of you.
Yeah, that's great.
A package arrived, and I just decided to open it, and it had shrimp. And so you looked hungry down here, Dan. I looked down, and you seem fine. Yeah, the other guy.
What do you mean a package arrived? Like, a package... With your name on it,
no,
or
it's a Dan.
So that's Dan's. That was supposed to be our mail.
Yes, but it said for show special.
Yeah.
And I opened it, and it was just loads of beautiful shrimp.
Yeah, I think that's supposed to be ours.
I cook for you because you don't have any shrimp down here.
Okay, well you can bring the shrimp back down once it's cooked.
I tend to.
Okay.
I just want to let you know, Dan.
Well, I'm going to have some shrimp, too. That's...
Oh, you can have some of that shrimp.
Well, that's our shrimp. I mean, it was sent to us.
And now I do the walk of the ages.
Okay, Dan's just...
Yeah, I like the walk.
Dan's just staring at... Well, there's our gypsy friend, Esmeralda.
A lot from a woman by how she walks.
And you can tell a lot from a man by how he obsessively stares at a woman, too.
She doesn't mind. No, I don't mind.
I mind.
Okay, but she doesn't mind.
I think.
Not mine.
All right. That's, you know what? That's whatever. Let's just move past it.
Okay. Sorry.
All right.
We're going to get some shrimp, though, dude.
I hope so. That'd be great.
It's not shrimp, though.
It remains. All right. Fine. I'm skeptical. You know, Dan, the term shrimp is not just a delicious food item. It's also can be used as an insult.
Okay. Look at that shrimp over there.
Yeah. Or someone calling you a shrimp. You know, like you're small. Hey, I don't want to. Don't give me any lip, you shrimp. You know.
I haven't heard that in a while.
No, it's been a while since that became...
Do people still do that?
Well, I don't think people get called shrimp very much,
yeah.
But I was wondering, you know, if there are other... If you can think of other food-based insults, you know, other
crab.
Like...
Crab.
You're unpleasant to be around. That one's pretty solid.
Yeah.
You know, there's also...
There's a Halabalooza.
I don't know that one.
That's like if a Lollapalooza is going bad and the people are there, they say this is a Halabalooza.
But is that a food item?
Yeah, it's like stinky like a halibut.
That's it's not exactly what I'm talking about.
No, like a food item.
Yeah, more like, hey, you're the big cheese. You know, that's not cheese. An insult, but that's cheese like head. A compliment.
Cheese head?
I guess a cheese head is a...
It depends who you say it to.
Right. I mean, if someone actually has cheese for a head, then
garlic
that's...
breath?
Well, that's just something you get from eating food. That's not really... It's not really an insult.
I say that to people sometimes if they, you know,
if they have
garlic breath.
But if they have garlic breath.
No,
you're not just saying it.
They have bad breath, though, just because...
But that's not the same thing. Like,
but they get the idea.
No, they think...
You know, around, you know, Vampire Joe, sometimes I don't want to come near me, I say I have garlic breath, and he just trusts
that's,
me.
That's actually a really smart strategy.
Exactly. Well, we can trust him, though, because, like you said, he can't kill us, so...
No, he won't. I don't think he will. I've gotten more comfortable with him.
Yeah, me too.
He's actually hanging up in the corner.
Is he?
I don't know if he can...
Oh, hey, Vampire Joe, I didn't see you there.
So,
now I know your trick about garlic breath.
Oh!
I didn't know you were here.
No.
I know, but hey...
But you're not going to...
In the game of garlic, right?
Yeah, in the game, when you play the game of garlic...
You either breathe hard on somebody and it's terrible or you die. So
that's a...
I ain't going to die.
Poetic. It's a poetic saying.
I heard there was shrimp here, so I came.
We haven't seen any shrimp yet, but there is...
I can smell it.
I'm sure you're right, but why don't you bleed back into the shadows?
I'm bleeding.
Oh, wow. Well. Yeah, he's totally gone.
Vampire Joe, I just got to say, you're the man.
You are
Choppers
awesome.
Is the main... And you the man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
I'm a fan.
Thank you.
I never thought I would be.
Yeah, you are the man. You know, wow. I ain't the main, but you are the man. Right back at you.
Okay, guys.
Everybody, let's just bleed back to wherever
you're going. Yeah, everyone,
right,
go to your shadows.
I'm bleeding.
Go to the lobby if you can.
Get any shrimp.
You don't have any shrimp.
I know.
Okay. Well, then good. We're on the same page.
Look, the package got delivered somewhere else. Do you smell something?
Yeah, it smells like shrimp.
Yeah, it does. Right?
Yeah, they're cooking shrimp upstairs.
Oh, is Morelda's cooking shrimp?
Yeah, they
Did
stole our
package?
Shrimp.
I bet you I know who that's for. Then you're going to let me have some, right? Yeah, I'll let you have some, man. Don't worry about it. All right. Shrimp.
All right. Shrimp. That's, yeah. We're going to, you know, we'll see. We'll believe it when we see it.
I'm bleeding.
I like that as a term for going away.
Yeah,
you know, like, yeah, I'm bleeding. Hey, how about you're nuts? People call you nuts if you're crazy.
Yeah.
That's
an
insult.
All
I'm not done with this food one.
All the time I get called nuts.
Or cracker. You get called a cracker.
Going crackers.
Oh, yeah. Going crackers
bananas,
is nice.
Going bananas.
Yeah. What about the whole soup to nuts? I don't know what that means, you know?
Soup to nuts?
Hey, let's get into the soup from the soup to nuts. It means everything. Like, let's cover
like
everything.
From
it's old.
Asshole to elbow? Like,
I don't know. Is that a thing?
It's kind of everywhere, right?
No. Well, look where your asshole is in relation to your elbow. We can't lift your elbow up.
Well,
I'm talking about naturally. Your arm's not sticking up in the air.
They are kind of like nearby.
They're like next to each other.
Pretty much.
From asshole to elbow
means...
That'd
be a good way to get cut.
Almost. Yeah, just a little...
But it does involve your asshole getting cut, and that ain't fun.
So it's literally from your asshole?
Yeah, I don't want anything.
Wait, that's a thing? Like, that's a threat?
I'd rather cut my elbow than my asshole.
I don't want
that
choice.
Shaving? Say cut your elbow rather than your asshole?
Hold on.
Yep. I didn't say I shaved my elbow or my asshole, but I was...
You kind of did.
No.
Yeah. No, you did.
I was shaving one or the other, I'd rather cut...
Well, explain to me why you'd be shaving your elbow and your asshole. What are you getting ready for?
I got one word for you.
What is the word?
Hair.
Wait, you're going to see the musical Hair?
No, hair on the elbow, hair on the asshole.
Yeah, but why do you need to get rid of them, is what I'm saying. What's coming up?
I don't know. Maybe there's maybe I need to get the Guinness Book of World Records for most shaved parts on a body, or maybe the club I'm going to, they have a very strict dress code. You can't have any hair on your asshole.
Oh, is that elbow. Club Porridge?
Yeah.
Yeah, you always talk about Porridge. Because in there, it's...
Sometimes I have that.
You say in Porridge, it's always just right.
Yep,
that's what
just
you always
right.
Say.
Always.
Yeah.
They treat me really well there.
Yeah.
I got a good sound system. Yeah, they got the best sound system.
All right, Choppers.
You really don't know who Ray Keith is?
What do you... Yeah, why is that a surprise to you?
All right. You're missing out.
I only know, like... Enjoyable music.
What are you talking about? That's perfectly enjoyable music.
I don't think so. Is it that drum and bass nonsense?
Excuse me?
Drum and bass nonsense.
Oh, man.
No real words to speak of?
Oh, they got words?
I'm talking about...
They
like,
got samples?
Interesting. Yeah, I don't mean like repetitive, like...
Can you hear that?
Michael McDonald?
All right, man.
Is that who that
I'm
was?
I'm telling you, go check out Lemon D's. I can't stop.
I'm not going to.
Come with us to Porridge. They'll play it on the sound system. We know everybody there.
I'm not going
to
hang out at Porridge with you guys.
Yeah, that's right, because you have to shave your ass on your elbow.
I'm not doing that. No.
Yeah, I'm bleeding.
I'm actually getting less interested in that use of that term, bleed, because it just made me
it
made me worry about him for just a minute.
Yeah,
like
I thought he was bleeding.
Yeah, I thought something was wrong with him, and I was a little upset.
Yeah. So let's see, what other foods... Bologna? Don't give me that bologna.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Have we hit some sort of wall? Because you just had to go like this. Let's see, and I had to go.
Yeah, I think that's a wall.
So I think maybe we we've stumped ourselves with what is a mildly interesting topic.
I'm gonna say we stumped ourselves into a break. Pump, pump.
Time they came over to record, and they started calling girls and telling them they were at the studio. I got it recorded on the phone. I'll play for you sometime.
Just take a look at me now. I always wanted to. Sing that.
Is that that's Shrimp Collins?
Cause I'm just. famous shrimp cover band.
Yep.
Shrimp Collins.
I have a band that I do like called Shrimp Boat.
What?
Yeah. It was Oh, I can't. I'm gonna. Okay, everybody. Boring alert. So, next 20 seconds. Boring alert. Boring geek band alert.
I'll count off 20 seconds in my
band,
head.
My favorite band, Scene Cake. Before they performed, they had the guy Sam Gap and some other dude were in this band called Shrimp Boat. That's all it is. So, boring alert.
And the Scene Cake, they were after Cake broke up, they formed the Scene Cake, right? And that's why the Scene Cake does that song, Still Going the Distance. Is that accurate? You've never looked happier.
You do know, Levi, you're treading on thin ground. He ain't going to answer you.
No, he's furious.
Look at him.
You can see like a burning a burning fire in his eyes.
Don't fuck with the Scene Cake in him.
I know. I couldn't resist. No. It was so obvious and dumb.
Look at that look. Woo, man, I wouldn't want to get between that.
No, you know what? I'm going to sit in it, though. I'm just going to sit in it and just absorb it. And maybe make Dan a mixtape of Cake songs. Or he just
turned around. He turned around.
Oh, he's
he's looking at the wall.
He's it's going well. It is going.
Are you done, Levi?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right.
I'm done.
Okay.
He's going full speed. I wish I knew more Cake songs.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Because this would be a more fun game if I could.
Yeah.
Bust out the like. I can't even think of another Cake song. Hey, you know some?
That Cake? I don't know.
I need one of those things. You know the things.
Yeah.
I can't make a noise with my... No, it's not a cowbell. It's a clackety, a clickety-clackety thing. It's not important.
Yeah. Hey, you're going clickety-clack right now.
Did you know, I have actually... So this is actual information that I think you'll find important and helpful.
I'm listening.
Early metal armor, one of the first innovations, was based on the model of a shrimp exoskeleton.
Really?
Yeah. So initially, it was just plates of armor, and they would just hang a plate various places, and they couldn't find ways to cover the joints that they would bend, so you'd have a plate on your forearm and a plate on your upper arm, but you got that unshaven elbow out there and exposed.
Out in the asphalt too.
And they couldn't just hang a plate on there, because then you wouldn't be able to bend your arm.
Yeah.
And then some of the innovators in metal armor, they saw shrimp. They looked at how the shrimp's shell moved, and it was sort of layered, and so they realized if we put a bunch of little panels together, it would bend, and it could protect the joints and keep you safer. So many a knight has been prevented from being hurt due to innovations learned from nature's armor on shrimp.
That's an amazing fact, Nick Delevi.
Thanks, Vampire Joe.
That, I actually knew the guys that made that armor.
You did?
Yeah.
You're that old?
I'm that old, yeah.
That's
I'm
amazing.
The vampires alive.
Yeah, well, you wear it well. I mean, you...
But armor? I never wear armor. I don't need
No,
to.
I mean your age. You look so youthful.
Of course, I'm a vampire. As long as I drink blood.
I know. Yeah, I mean, you feed on the blood of the young, and that keeps you young.
No one in here I can feed on the blood of.
And I appreciate that.
You know, unless they're one of the guests or something.
Right, and we've mostly avoided that, except for, I think, on one occasion thus far.
Yeah, I had to do it.
Yeah, nobody's mad at you.
No, I'm not mad.
I think it all worked out just fine. And what?
I'm bleeding. It's okay when he does it.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
He actually bleeds into the wall. You can't even tell he's there.
Right, he disappears. Yeah. And he doesn't have actual real blood running through his veins, so I'm not worried about him bleeding, you know. Like, if anything, he's making other people bleed.
Yes.
Which, you know, if he said you're bleeding, I'd be concerned.
Yeah, I'm not scared to be a vampire, so.
You'd be fine with that? Eternal life sounds good to you? I mean, I've seen how you take just a limited amount of life.
Oh, yeah. I don't like life too much. Yeah, you're right.
So I don't know
that
if you would
be probably my enduring nightmare.
If you'd like eternal life. Yeah. There's the... Did you watch the Highlander? You know the movie Highlander?
I've never seen it. I probably should have at this point in my life.
Yeah, it's weird that you haven't. Yeah. Especially because you like fantasy.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know about that kind of thing. Like, you know.
It's just modern fantasy.
It's true. It's
that's
true.
All it is. It's dudes sword fighting in the city. You know, that's not that.
In the city?
Yeah. In the summer. In the city. Is that what you're singing?
No, I was just making up a song about the city. But I like yours.
Thank you. I didn't really put a melody to it. It was more just words.
But what about Highlander? I know there can only be just one.
There can only...
They made like 9 movies.
There can only be just one.
TV show.
They made the TV show, and I watched the TV show a lot, yeah. Which is embarrassing, but I will own up to it because I... You know what? I need to have less shame about things I've done.
Sorry.
And things I've liked. I don't watch it now. I don't think I would enjoy it now.
No.
I also watched the TV show The Crow, based on the weird movie The Crow. Oh, they made a TV show out of it.
It's not true to life about vampires, I just want to say.
I don't think he was a... Was he supposed to be a vampire in The Crow?
My fault, I'm bleeding.
All right. I hate to correct Vampire Joe.
No, you're right, it wasn't a vampire.
But I don't think he watched a lot of TV in the 90s.
No.
What I was saying about the Highlander TV show is... The thing I liked about that movie and then what that TV show could really do is sort of the realities of being immortal, where, like, everyone you ever knew will die. You can't form any relationships.
Yeah.
You can't make a life with anyone.
It'd be like a blink of an eye, they're gone.
Right. You know? Time is so different to you because you're going to live forever or until your head gets cut off.
It'd be like you just met somebody for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, and how many people in your life have you met? And even if you spent like an intense intense two weeks with somebody where you feel really close to them and then you don't see them ever again, that's a really weird relationship. Imagine if all your relationships were that way.
I have a lot of them like that, guys. Just to let you know.
Where you just see someone intensely for 2 weeks?
Yeah, maybe a month.
Are these mostly women?
You said it. Not me.
Yeah,
I'm bleeding over here, okay?
Okay. You know, the bleeding is nice, like when people go away, but it seems to cause actual more interruptions than if we just let them stay.
Here is your shrimp,
Is there any chance we could do the shrimp after we're done with the program?
I just thought maybe you'd like some shrimp.
Well, that's very nice of you, Esmeralda.
Right here, this is Dan Shrimp.
Okay, well, thank you. If you want to head back upstairs, Dan will come and let you know how the shrimp was.
Hold on. Yes, when you're done, come upstairs. I'd like to talk to you, Dan.
Yeah.
Talk to you about this.
He'll be up.
The walk.
Oh,
this thing.
All right, I'll go ahead. Really hate gypsies.
I don't know how the Sphinx got anything built walking like that, but...
It doesn't even make sense.
I know. I'm just... Wow. I'm having some of that shrimp. You can have some, man.
Thanks. You know,
I'm having some.
Okay, great, Jumpers, but, yeah, we don't need to, you know, there's a shrimp will keep.
It's pretty good now.
But it's really good cocktail sauce.
Pretty good.
Okay, Vampire Joe, I don't even know you eat shrimp.
I love it.
Doesn't make any sense.
It just kind of falls right out the bottom, you know, we don't really digest food. It's not important.
That's gross to know. I am sad that I know that.
Awesome.
I'm fine right now. I'm trying to stay on track.
But lay off the shrimp, okay? The rest is for Levi, all right?
Thanks, Dan. Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do. Yeah,
I mean, so is my other one, so.
What? All right, fine. It doesn't...
I'm bleeding. Yeah, I'm bleeding.
Great. Everyone's bleeding. Everyone's...
So what were you saying, Levi?
I don't know. I don't know what was happening. I have no ability to hold on to my thoughts.
I'm sorry.
Are you sorry? I don't think you are.
There's just a lot going on. I can't control what's going on in the studio.
No, I'm not mad at you. I don't want it to seem that way. I don't have any problem with anything that you're doing. You're not doing much, to be honest. You're just sitting there. You're not helping. You're not keeping anybody at bay.
I just told him to lay off the shrimp. That was me.
You know, I do like shrimp.
Awesome.
No, I'm not going to eat. I don't want to eat shrimp right now. I'm trying to...
I'll wait for the break. Oh, wait. Pom pom. Sorry, I think I can tell if I'm actually driving you nuts with that.
I'm tired. Yeah, it's fine. We're back. Okay, these are actually really good.
Right?
I don't know if there's some seasoning on this or what
cooks.
It is.
She's a really good cook.
It's got kind of that smoky thing going on.
Yep.
And
she
has
some secret spices to it.
Yeah.
It seems like, say, Incantations on the Moonlight making Sundays one time. Oh, they're the best Sundays I ever had.
Wait, Sundays?
Yeah, Sundays.
Do you like a savory Sunday? Like, if you had a ice cream with a... olive oil and sea salt sprinkled on top of it.
I've never had that. I think I should. I should be willing to try it.
It doesn't. It shouldn't work, and it's really good. It sounds really absurd. Good. I mean, it's.
I like saltines and vanilla ice cream. So like,
similar idea, thing. Although this is I have to imagine better.
Yeah.
Better than that. You love olive oil?
Yeah.
Do you like the character olive oil? No. The Popeye character?
Extra virgin olive oil or just olive oil. But I like all types of oil. Sesame oil.
Go on. What other oils do you like?
I like...
Do you like fish oil?
Fish oil. I like Bonta oil. I like Tofutti oil.
You like, canola oil?
Yep. I like Detroit oil.
Mm. You do?
Yeah.
Do you like oil volé?
Yeah. I put it on my face.
That's gross.
Okay.
I can't imagine needing... to add oil. Like, I can't imagine, like, I don't feel...
After I shave.
I don't feel greasy enough. I need more grease on me.
Like, or right?
I've never... What?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a thing where you drink castor oil and you throw up? Isn't that how they used to make people throw up?
Yeah, a long time ago. And they make you take it to throw up. They make you take it if you have, like, a head cold.
But what are castors? Like, what are they that they got?
They were a famous wealthy family, the castors, who found a rich vein of oil in a mountainside in northern Virginia. And so the family owned a lot of land in that area, and they had their servants, slaves, dig out this oil supply.
Okay.
And it turns out it was actually a form of similar to motor oil, but they called it castor oil because the castor family found the oil. They were able to market it and get people to consume it. It makes you throw up because your body can't process eating motor oil. And one of the descendants of the castor family... was a Nazi sympathizer, little known fact.
It's true, I met him all.
Oh, you knew the Castor family?
Yeah.
Wow, that's not surprising, though. You got around.
I did. It's not all you can do when you're a tunnel.
Yeah, I suppose. You probably knew most people. Like, you probably met. But did you stay, Vampire Joe, have you mostly stayed in sort of Western, like English-speaking areas?
And... No, all of them.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, all of them. I've been everywhere. Been to Brazil, been to Ireland, been to China, been to India, been to Russia, been to Africa.
That's pretty much everywhere.
Greece.
I think that, oh, okay.
Been to Tennessee,
that's
been to Hawaii.
Next logical.
Been to Atlantis, been to, Kierkegaard's house. I think, with some other places. I've been to Japan, I've been to New Zealand.
Hey Joe, could you bleed for me? Thank you. Dan, do you want to just stick your head out and see if the guest is here yet?
Oh, I heard the magic word. Did you guys say guest?
Yeah, I was just wondering if we
he's out here,
if
man.
We have a guest.
He's been hanging out, talking.
Oh.
Did he have some shrimp, Dan? Yeah, he can have some shrimp.
I thought that was...
I said to ask.
I thought that was my shrimp. I thought I was going
to... You can have the rest of it, Levi. I'm just leaving this for him.
No, it's fine.
Okay, I'm going to go get him, all right?
Thanks, Chompers. That would be great. I wonder who our guest would be with shrimp.
He's like, a big motherfucker.
Maybe it would... Oh, okay. It could be...
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I guess that lady would be Esmeralda. And the gentleman would be Vampire Joe, Levi, and Daniel.
Okay.
Joseph Cornelius.
Thank you, Jompers. That's
and me, Jompers.
Right.
I'd like to introduce to you.
This is a whole ramp-up.
Oh, yeah. You kind of... I don't know if you know these guys. He's on an underground circuit here. But Well, I'll just introduce you to him. He can do it himself. Here you go, Roscoe Reese. Hit it, Murphy.
Oh, hey, hello, sir. Roscoe Reese.
Yeah, how's it going?
Welcome to the... this is Trends, and we were talking about shrimp today.
Yeah, yeah, so, shrimp.
So you have a connection in your life to shrimp?
I do have a connection with shrimp, let me tell you. Now, don't let my size fool you, gentlemen.
Yeah, you are... are you 6 foot six?
6 foot six to the dot. You
wow,
got
that's...
To the dot.
You want to have a seat? You're welcome to...
How big my shoes are?
Yes.
Size 7. Ain't that a bitch?
They're tiny.
Ain't that a bitch? I'm wow, tiny that's... And I got tiny feet.
Yeah, do you fall over?
All the time.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to sit down, gentlemen.
Okay, great. Thank you. Make yourself comfortable.
Little top heavy, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And nice to meet you, young gentleman. I'm going to give you a little pound here.
Okay.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice.
I'm going to give you a pound here, young man.
Oh, okay. I'll just... Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
So, what is it that you have to do with shrimp?
I got lots to do with shrimp. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever heard of a little thing called Shrimpitania?
Shrimpitania?
Shrimpitania.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard of it, little man? Yeah, I've heard of it.
So
you know what it is. It's a fighting ground for shrimp.
Yeah, I didn't... Is that real?
Yeah,
I thought that was like a myth.
It's not a myth. I'm the one who found it. I'm the one who started it.
So it's like...
Basically, it's like WrestleMania, but it's for shrimp. Actually, it's like cockfighting.
Yeah, it's like
people get, you know,
shrimp
get killed. You know,
and so tell me if I'm wrong, but what I've heard is that, and I thought this was a joke, people will attach like razor blades to the shrimp's legs, and then the shrimp fight each other.
Yeah, that's what happens. And sometimes they also put like acid like under the shrimp's plates, you know, to make them fight more viciously and stuff like
that. So they're hurting their own shrimp just to encourage.
Yeah, it's like a mild acid. It, you know, it burns off after a while.
But do the
shrimp, and I forbid it. If I catch somebody doing it, I stomp them.
So Shrimpitania doesn't allow that kind of...
Oh, we allow razor blades. I just don't allow...
not the acid.
No, I don't approve that.
But do the shrimp actually fight each other? Oh, yeah. It seems like they just avoid one another.
No, we get these shrimp to fight. See, if you breed a fighting shrimp, he's different than a regular shrimp. Let me tell you. You've had your regular shrimp. You know how timid they are.
Yeah. They like to be in the dark. And,
yeah. But these shrimp here, if you get a shrimp when it's young, when it's just out of its mama's gestation womb, or however they do it. Never actually been too sure. That part of the shrimp's existence grosses me out. Any kind of bird.
I think they come out of eggs.
Yeah, something like that. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm sorry, sir.
Makes me a little uncomfortable.
I can see that. You look like you're going to throw up in your mouth.
Yeah, I'm going to throw up a little bit. Give me a second.
Yeah, just take a minute. I'm sorry.
Talk about it.
Sorry to bring it up. It's just egg hatching. It's not okay. I'm sorry.
Come on, gentlemen. Now, come on.
I'm sorry. I didn't know anyone could have that kind of reaction to just like animals.
Just that word. The thought about those.
Do you have the same problem with like chicken eggs and duck eggs or just the shrimp eggs? Like any? Okay, I'm sorry. I'll stop. I'll stop bringing it up. Oh boy, he's dry heaving. Okay.
Oh, that's a big man to drive.
Oh, boy, yeah, that is.
All right, let's cut it out.
I'm sorry.
It's not funny.
I apologize.
And basically, what I was saying.
Yes.
Is that you get a shrimp.
Right.
When it's a little young shrimp.
Okay.
And you can do things to him to breed him so that he'll be a more vicious shrimp. He'll be more angry shrimp, you know. Like, you can, what you can do. Some of these methods seem cruel, but they don't last for too long. They just last for a couple of weeks, and then the shrimp is on his way to, you know, viciousness. But basically what you do is you take a shrimp, you put it in a tiny jar, and you shake the jar out.
Oh.
And then you put another shrimp right in front of it, and that shrimp is a peaceful shrimp. That shrimp is a happy shrimp. And you shake that other shrimp up, and it's just that other shrimp there sitting all happy, and that shrimp gets angry at that shrimp. You know, and you just kind of train it. You just do that for a couple of weeks until the shrimp takes to it. And you put that shrimp into the cage with another shrimp, and he'll attack that shrimp and kill it. That's how we do it.
So you kind of teach it to hate other shrimp.
Yeah.
Like it associates this unpleasant shaking with other shrimp it can see. And then they will fight?
Yeah. I mean, shrimp work out. We have shrimp gyms. You know, we have shrimp treadmills.
You're kidding me.
You know, Pilates machines. You know, we have shrimp weight lifts. Yeah, we got everything. We have a man who designs it for us.
So you have a guy making shrimp gym equipment?
Specifically, just for this. Just for us.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he makes... Well, this is like a multi-billion-dollar industry right here.
Multi-billion? How do you make money off of
the
fight?
Come down to the wharf sometime. Any wharf that you go down. Anywhere there's a seaport. You'll see Roscoe Reese's shrimp patina there.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
And so is your money coming from people gambling on the fights?
Or all that stuff goes to us gambling.
Is there merchandising? You have a shirt with a shrimp on it.
We serve shrimp there to eat. We actually have a thing. Whoever loses, you eat the loser if there's enough left of them to eat.
And do fighting shrimp taste different than sort of your store-bought shrimp?
Yeah. It's like the cobra they got in the cage, you know? So have you heard about drinking cobra's blood, young man?
I'd heard that happen, but I again didn't believe
it. Before you drink a cobra's blood, you want to get the cobra all jacked up. So basically what you do is you go down there, you put a mongoose near the cage, and maybe you just go smack the cobra up a little bit. Then you grab it, cut him a little bit, and that's when you drink. There's more effervescence in the blood. You know, it's kind of the same thing with shrimp.
That's amazing. I didn't
make it.
It's terrifying.
The good Lord Jesus did.
Oh, okay. Now, do you have to do people protest this the way they would like cockfighting or dog fighting?
I stomp them.
You stomp them?
I personally stomp them.
People who are protesting.
Yeah, we haven't had too many of them in the last 2 or 3 years.
I mean, it seems, I guess it's not that different, but it seems like harder to object to shrimps fighting than
people do, though. All you got to do is throw an animal somewhere. Doesn't matter what kind of animal it is. It could be the tiniest organism on the planet. You know, you do that to it.
And how did you get into this industry?
I was raised. I was born in Detroit. And
Is that a big shrimp fighting area, Detroit? I mean,
it is now.
It feels like there's not a seaport.
You have a problem with that?
No, I'm just curious about your sort of your path. Like, what got you interested in?
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I had an uncle who went off to Vietnam. He had shrimp.
You mean
take care of them like he had shrimp?
Oh, like pets?
Pet shrimp.
Okay.
So he didn't have fish. They had fish, but they died. You know, every fish he got died. The only things that stayed alive were the shrimp. And he went to Vietnam and got killed there, and basically
I'm sorry.
Shrimp. That's okay. He was kind of a dick.
Oh, okay.
You know, but, you know, it's all right. I mean, you know, I liked him enough, but he was a dick.
Yeah, it's a complicated relationship.
Sure. And that's what whole started the whole thing. I kind of studied the shrimp. I was fascinated by him because our TV broke, too. I was young. We didn't have a lot of stuff. And once the TV broke, we had to wait another couple years so we'd get another one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and thankfully, the shrimp were my television, you know, and I would basically study them and watch them, you know. We have Discovery Channel now, but back then, you know, all Roscoe Reese had was that, you know, making up his own.
Yeah, your shrimp tank was your Discovery Channel.
Yeah. So I understood them, understood their ways. I'm going to skip over.
I'm sorry.
One part about the reproductive.
Did you think of the shrimp eggs? Or? Sorry about that.
Really got to cut that out, Levi.
Well, I just, he looked like he was having a reaction, so I wasn't sure if.
We all have our kryptonite, gentlemen.
Shrimp eggs. I'm sorry. It's weird that it's a problem because you work so thoroughly in the shrimp industry.
I do. When that time comes, I usually have my wife, so I'm not sure I'm handling.
I see. They take care of the.
They take care of that part of the.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'll leave it alone.
No one wants to see a man my size.
No, are you going to be okay?
I'll be all right.
Okay. Do you want a glass of water? There's water on the table there for you if you. Yeah. If you want to help yourself to that. There's no shrimp eggs in that water.
You guys gotta cut that out, alright? I'm gonna stomp.
I'm sorry.
You know, all these protesters will probably need to get him to stop stomping them.
What do you think they should do?
Probably talk to him about shrimp eggs.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yes, yes. So if someone was gonna protest you, you probably wouldn't have much you could
do in response. I'll stop.
But if they just kept, what if they brought, so just think of it, if they came to one of your shrimpatoriums.
The shrimp thing.
I'm sorry. And they brought with them maybe like a plastic baggie full of shrimp eggs. Like a big, clear, empty, like an empty bag. Oh no, he's actually throwing up in the, I didn't think he'd really throw up.
I didn't.
I'm sorry.
I ain't gonna clean it up either. Fuck you, that's your man.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was rude of me. I mean,
you should be ashamed of yourselves, young man. I warned you.
I was just trying to find out about your background.
I was trying to tell you. Basically, oh my goodness.
You gonna be okay?
Yeah, I'm gonna stomp you after the show. I swear to God.
I hope that doesn't happen. Oh. I mean,
so basically, I took care of these, and you know, basically, I understood how shrimp got agitated because I agitated myself. I had experiments, you know. I always think you can make a timid creature vicious. You just train it, right?
Really?
You know, I also breed my own shrimp. They have longer teeth. And they get claws in them and stuff like that.
Oh, wow. That's intimidating.
For, I'm just thinking about the breeding. Especially for fighting ring of a shrimp thing.
Yeah. So you're making, you're breeding a more vicious and aggressive.
Yeah, a lot of hip-hop stars, they like, you know, they like, I sell a lot of my fish, my shrimp to them, you know, and, you know, they like to come down and, they, you know, fight them in the rings and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, the hip-hop stars eat things like caviar, which is like a fish egg, you don't hear of people eating, you don't hear of people eating shrimp eggs ever, like that's not a fish. That is, okay. There's a lot of shrimp in there.
Motherfucker! I ain't cleaning it up. You two are cleaning it up. You know how he's going to react to shrimp eggs.
Jumpers, that was really rude.
Okay, I got that pile. That's your fault. I didn't think about that.
I just can't imagine he's got any more vomit left, even if we start talking about shrimp eggs for
like
5 minutes.
He'll probably start
quibbling
like a blamage.
Like,
you know,
that's true.
Even blamage.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen anyone react this way.
Well, everybody's got their kryptonite.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I keep hearing that.
What's your kryptonite, Levi?
My kryptonite?
Yeah, you gotta have it.
I guess I have weaknesses, but I don't know if I want to reveal them.
I know what Dan's is.
What is it?
Hello, Dan. I'm going to go for a walk.
Dan, where are you?
That's my kryptonite right there.
Dan, where are you going? Dan.
Go follow that walk.
Dan, we have like 1 minute left in the show.
I'm going upstairs, man. I'll see you.
Can you just wait?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Well,
I'll take over, man. Don't worry about it.
Thanks, Choppers. You know, it looks like Mr.
I got a mic here, too.
Fire Joe's ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
It looks like Mr. Reese is done.
I'm going to leave. You know, you guys are pretty... I'm coming back at some point and stomping all y'all.
Okay.
All y'all going to be stomped.
Except
for you, Jompers. You know, we kind of bonded. Yeah, I know, motherfucker. But don't stomp these guys. I'll have to stomp you. That I like to see.
Hey, guys, there's no need to fight, okay? We could all just settle this over a nice plate of shrimp eggs. We could just enjoy them.
This is Roscoe Reese out. I'm bleeding.
Okay. All right. Well, that was an interesting guest.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, thank him for joining us. And Vampire Joe, you've been great today as well.
Thank you. I haven't done much.
You added a lot. I mean, you knew a lot about their past.
I've met a lot of people.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, but I'm bleeding right now.
Okay. And then Jompers, you know, you did a great job today, too.
I did. I didn't get you guys shrimp. That's just because the delivery was wrong.
Yeah, but
Esmeralda
brought the shrimp down. And,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of vomit in here, so I'm probably not going to eat any of it.
Yeah, I got that pile right there, okay?
I'm not going to eat any of this shrimp. But we should probably wrap it up so we can get cleaning. I'm going to get the mop buckets out.
Yep.
You know, this is Levi saying thanks for listening to Trends. And Jompers, you want to take us out with your signature phrase?
Yeah, what I'm going to say is, fuck all this vomit!
Oh!
Tropical climes for certain times of day, when all the citizens retire to take their clothes off and perspire. It's one of those rules the greatest fools obey, because the sun is far too sultry and one must avoid its ultraviolet ray.